Good morning, and thank God the weather isn't controlled by any government yet, else relief by rains would also be counted as political achievements. Sab mumkin hai, everything is possible. It's not just me saying it. Now even the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying it. Though his cheers, like of any other politician, comes with an intention to sell his goodie bags. As Prime Minister Modi said in his latest campaign, Modi hai to mumkin hai, or Modi makes it possible, I'm looking forward to exploring what's possible between our people. This is what Mike Pompeo said in his major India policy speech at the India Ideas Summit of US-India Business Council yesterday. We're making a strong case for a free and open Indo-Pacific. He said it starts from the premise that the two share common values of democracy, freedom, and a belief in the ingenuity of the human spirit. But two do share common values. Not so sure about democracy and freedom right now, but ingenuity needs to be credited to both Trump and Modi. It is 13 June 2019, and if you're running late for work and are hurrying your way there, well, the good news is that soon even Modi's ministers will have to be on time. The bossman has spoken. After all, Modi hai to mumkin hai, reached office on time and avoid working from home to set an example for others. These were some of the instructions Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave to the Council of Ministers yesterday. Modi also talked about five-year agenda, which every ministry has to formulate, and an impact decision needs to be taken in the first 100 days of the government. So be careful. Let's start with the welcome agenda, though most agenda in politics are like elephant's teeth. However, all Waqf properties across India will be geotagged and digitized, and the government will provide 100% funding to develop educational institutions and hospitals on such properties for the welfare of society. According to Union Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, the centre has decided to start a program on a war footing to utilise Waqf properties across the country for educational empowerment and employment-oriented skill development of the needy, especially economically backward girls in those areas which were deprived of these facilities since independence, the Minority Affairs Minister said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has decided to provide 100% funding to develop schools, colleges, ITIs, polytechnics, hospitals, multi-purpose community halls called Sadbhav Mandap on Waqf land under Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram. And like I said earlier, like elephant's teeth, every political agenda has multiple motives, and none could be starker than President's rule in the Jammu and Kashmir. In case you haven't seen it, do go check your newspapers for those full-page ads praising the governor of Jammu and Kashmir. Well, now sure, why are we cheering about president's rule, something which at the heart of it is anti-democratic? I would have happily joined in the cheers if the government had taken steps in the direction of, say, getting elections done. Rather, the Union Cabinet yesterday approved extension of president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir for 6 more months, beginning from the 3rd of July, according to Union Minister Prakash Javadekar. Why should Modi ji have all the slogans? There should be one coin which says, Yogi hai to mumkin hai. Else what explains the audacity of anyone to kill in broad daylight, especially if the killer and the killed both happen to be upholders of law? Uttar Pradesh Bar Council President Darvesh Yadav was shot dead by a fellow advocate while she was attending an event on the Agra District Court premises on Wednesday, 2 days after she was elected to this position. The attacker, identified as Manish Sharma, then shot himself with his licensed pistol. This was Ms. Yadav's first visit to the court after her election. But not all is bad. For every failure of North, there is an achievement from the South India that still helps India keep its head held high. The Indian Space Research Organization, or the ISRO, yesterday unveiled plans for its second unmanned mission to the moon in what would be another milestone in the country's space exploration program. The lunar landing is expected to take place on the 6th or the 7th of September on the unexplored South Polar region of the moon. A first for any country, which has the possibility of the presence of water in permanently shadowed areas as well as craters that are cold traps that contain fossil record of the early solar system. Chandrayaan 2 is also headed by two women, Project Director Venita M and Mission Director Ritu Kardhal. And with that, let's head to international news. And let's begin with Hong Kong, or how China likes to term it, internal affairs. Well, Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Now, Hong Kong police fired rubber bullets and tear gas at demonstrators who threw plastic bottles yesterday as protests against an extradition bill that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial turned to violent chaos. More than 72 people have been injured. Opposition to the bill on Sunday triggered Hong Kong's biggest political demonstration since its handover from British to Chinese rule in 1997 under a one-country, two-system deal guaranteeing its special autonomy, including freedom of assembly, free press, and independent judiciary. But many accused China of extensive meddling since, including obstruction of democratic reforms, interference with local elections, and of being behind the disappearance of five Hong Kong-based booksellers who specialized in works critical of Chinese leaders. Meanwhile, protests in Russia too, but there you are simply arrested. Russian police detained more than 500 people, including opposition politician Alexei Navalny, at a protest in Moscow yesterday calling for punishment for police officers involved in the alleged framing of a journalist. Now, police abruptly dropped drug charges a day earlier against investigative journalist Ivan Golunov, a rare U-turn by the authorities in the face of anger from his supporters who said he was targeted over his reporting. In other news, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has pledged to use profits from the sale of his presidential plane to fund efforts to curb illegal migration. And other news, a truth you may have known but possibly not acknowledged. The United States creates more planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions through its defense operations alone than industrialized countries such as Sweden and Portugal, according to researchers. The Pentagon, which oversees the U.S. military, released about 59 million metric tons of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in 2017, according to the first study to compile such comprehensive data published by Brown University. That is pretty much all I have for you for today. But before we leave you to make it to work on time, I thought you should know about the world's fattest parrot species that are facing an existential threat in the form of a dangerous fungal infection, which has already endangered a fifth of its species. If you recall a video with Stephen Fry doing the rounds where a parrot was loving his head, well, this is that species. That's all from me for today. If you're in Mumbai, stay as far away from bridges as you can. Happy rains and happy working. Tomorrow, goodbye. Take a part.